The Ozark County Sheriff's Department reports the arrest of a man on rape charges. Chevy Mayhem was arrested on a felony warrant for first-degree rape. The warrant was issued after the investigation concluded with DNA evidence from the state crime laboratory. Mayhem was arrested at a residence near Gainesville. Two people faced drug charges in Douglas County. Early Thursday morning, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office served a narcotic search warrant at Jefferson Street in Ava. As law enforcement approached the residence, a male subject, later identified as 37-year-old Brandon Hurst of Ava, was in the driveway and began running upon seeing patrol vehicles with the red and blue lights on. Hurst was quickly taken into custody. Upon entering Lyndon Ludwig's camp trailer, authorities located 46-year-old Lyndon Ludwig. He was ordered to get on the ground, but he failed to comply. Ludwig was assisted to the ground, where he was taken into custody without further incident. Several items of meth and meth paraphernalia were seized from inside the camp trailer. It was discovered when Hurst took off running that he had threw a bag of meth. Both subjects were arrested and placed on a 24-hour hold. A warrant was issued for both Ludwig and Hurst for possession of a controlled substance and resisting arrest. Bond was set at $15,000 each. Ludwig is a convicted felon with 5 prior drug arrests. Hurst has 4 prior felony arrests. Early Tuesday morning, 2 people were arrested on drug charges in Douglas County. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office served a narcotic search warrant in the Squires area off of JJ Highway. They seized methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, and firearms. Arrested at the time and placed on a 24-hour hold was 44-year-old Crystal Prock of Squires and her brother, 46-year-old Damon Riley of Squires. A warrant was issued for Prock for possession of a controlled substance, unlawful use of a weapon by possessing a firearm and controlled substances, and unlawful possession of a firearm by a felon and unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. Due to Prock's extensive criminal history, her bond was set at $50,000 cash. A warrant was issued for Riley for possession of a controlled substance and unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. Riley is a convicted felon and is currently being supervised by probation and parole. His bond was set at $15,000 cash. Thursday, a Koshkonong man was arrested for allegedly threatening a postal worker. 34-year-old David Pym was arrested for terroristic threatening. The arrest was the result of an investigation involving the Oregon County Sheriff's Office, Howe County Sheriff's Office, Alden Police, United States Postal Inspectors, and the Missouri Operation Relentless Pursuit Task Force. 3 people were injured in an accident in Mountain Home Monday. 41-year-old Gilda Areno Sosa of Mountain Home suffered serious injuries, and 2 passengers in her vehicle, a 17-year-old girl and 15-year-old boy, both suffered minor injuries when Sosa attempted to turn onto Highway 62 and was hit by a vehicle driven by 29-year-old Christina Marie Moss of Gasville. Moss was not injured. The accident happened at the intersection of Highway 62 and Bomber Boulevard. A woman from Koshkonong was injured in an accident south of West Plains Thursday. The Highway Patrol reports the 60-year-old woman suffered moderate injuries when she traveled off the road and overturned the vehicle she was driving. The accident happened on Highway 63, 6 miles south of West Plains. 2 Lakeville residents have been arrested in Baxter County. Late last night, 23-year-old Kylie Mulholland was arrested on charges of third-degree domestic battery, third-degree endangering the welfare of a minor, and resisting arrest. She's being held on $1,645 bond. Early this morning, 47-year-old James Justice was arrested on charges of careless and prohibited driving, obstructing governmental operations, refusal to submit to a chemical test, DWI, and refusal to submit to arrest. He's being held on $2,115 bond. A man from Dolph, Arkansas was arrested Thursday afternoon after fleeing from police in Baxter County. 46-year-old Larry Hagan was arrested on charges of fleeing on foot, DWI, offenses involving a motor vehicle equipped with an ignition interlock device, refusal to submit to a chemical test, and open container of alcohol in a motor vehicle. He's being held on $4,445 bond. The Arkansas Department of Transportation has redesigned a passing lane project in Fulton County after public comments. The project will add an eastbound turning lane on Highway 62 between Fulton and Baxter County line to Highway 87. The revision to the plan include flattening the hill immediately east of the intersection of Hand Cove Road and Highway 62 by 3 feet and shift the alignment of the same intersection to the south. The changes are intended to improve the intersection's sight distance and enhance visibility for drivers. Students, faculty, and staff at Missouri State University West Plains gathered Wednesday to celebrate Earth Day by planting a tree on the lawn between the Neurodiversity and Autism Center and the amphitheater by Smith London Bell Tower on the Missouri State West Plains campus. They were joined by Missouri Department of Conservation, who presented on the importance of both Earth Day and Arbor Day. University officials gave away 50 redbud tree seedlings purchased from the Missouri Department of Conservation to those who attend.